Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sean Abner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a line drive beyond second. Knoblauch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Grebeck strikes out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Mack. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Mack steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Huff throws it back to Ventura, who tags the runner out. Mack scores. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abner strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Davis takes first base on ball four. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Laos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Hoff. Davis moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Larkin. Thomas reaches second base with a double. There goes Raines trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive for a single. Knobloch moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck strikes out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 0-for-1 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abner is 0-for-1 in the game. Abner hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Abner. Harper reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Scott Leos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. Leos hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Grebeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Knoblauch is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Huff is 0-for-2 in the game. Huff bunts for a single. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abner is 0-for-2 in the game. Abner strikes out. There goes Huff. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wilson Alvarez now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. JT Brewitt pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. JT Brewitt now playing right field. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bruett. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 0 for 3 in the game. Laos strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0 for 3 in the game. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora strikes out. 2 outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Abner is 0 for 3 in the game. Abner hits a ball on the ground for a single. Huff moves to second. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.